welcome everybody to a wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, and I get to have like several other co-hosts this morning because today it's an exciting time in Meekin, and I'm always hesitant to use that word exciting because I think it's overused, and also the word excited. I think there's a lot of other great acronyms out there or synonyms. I mean, the word enthusiastic is one. But during the last few weeks, I guess since the beginning of the month, when Meekin had chosen to go a different direction than what we've ever gone before, and I look back over 16-plus years and think about what really is network marketing? What is relationship marketing? What does it mean to be part of something in the multi-level marketing industry? And for a lot of people, that's like completely foreign because we are, in our culture, we're used to being standard W-2 employees and that we work for somebody else. But what does it really mean to be part of something that for as little as $35, you can be in business for yourself? And that's what we're going to discuss, and we've got several people on the host line with me. And why don't we just real quickly, for the sake so all of our listeners know who's on the line, we'll start with the ladies. I know we got a couple of them and a few gentlemen. So go ahead and introduce yourself real quick and where you're from. So, Kathy?
I'm Kathy Clark. I'm from Berrien, Washington. Real close to Seattle.
All right. And I know we've got other ladies on the line, at least I hope Kathy's not all by herself.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Joe. And Joe and Bill Deacoff are coming on board as a team, and you guys reside in the metropolis of where?
Wichita, Kansas.
Okay. Thriving, growing city with high rises, you know, sprawling up, what, several dozen feet at best?
We're a relaxed Midwest city. Actually, we're 300,000 people. Still might say 400,000.
So the heartland of America, and this is exactly why we've got Kathy in the birthplace of Costco, is located there. Their main corporate world headquarters is in the Seattle area, and then we go all the way to Wichita, Kansas, which is going to be so good for the topic of discussion. And then let's volley back to where actually I'm at today in Salt Lake City, Utah, to Steve. I believe I heard your voice on the line, correct?
I am here.
Okay, and Steve, last name, and where exactly do you reside?
I'm Steve Crowfoot, and I reside in the small metropolis of Sandy, Utah. And it's not small. It's 100,000 people.
Okay, and then I heard, and just so you guys, if you haven't already, so all of our listeners can hear you really, really well, if you can hit *4 on your phone, that'll boost your volume up a little bit. Some of you guys are coming great and clear, and then others aren't. And then let's go back a little closer to home for me. And Jim, I believe I heard your voice as well.
Jim Curry, yes, sir, Camas, Washington.
Okay, so just for those of you who don't know where Camas is on the map, just northeast of Portland, Oregon, which is my home. Jim is just east of Vancouver. So if there's others on the line and I missed you, feel free to jump in at any time. But let's just jump on into things here, and let's talk about Costco, okay? For those of you who are not familiar, if you don't have a Costco in your hometown, you probably have a Sam's. And same thing, same principle. And the reason why I want to utilize this as our main talking point or illustration is because right now, as a wellness consultant in Meekin, we have the opportunity to introduce people just like someone would introduce you to Costco or Sam's, and for the exact same price, $35, like I mentioned before, you can be at that point be in business for yourself. Now, a lot of people may not want to be in business. They may not want to be a little Costco or Sam's representative. Maybe they just simply want to purchase products at the wholesale at the deepest discount, and that's fine. So let's talk about that. I'm going to throw a question out to you guys, and I have no particular order, so you guys just be ready on the cup. Why'd you join Costco?
Well, to save money.
Save money. Kathy?
I joined Costco because someone referred me to them.
Okay.
But if this is a good deal, do this.
It's a good deal, do this. What about you men? Steve, Jim, why'd you guys join?
For me, it was the same situation as Kathy, that from the standpoint that someone referred me to Costco. At that point in my life, I owned a one-hour photo, and I needed to buy film. And being a small business person, to deal with the Kodaks and the Fujis of the world, you'd have to buy 200 rolls of film at a time. And I think that was of the same ASA, in other words, the same speed of film, and you had to pay cash up front, just like you do at Costco. And I could buy it 50 cents a roll less expensively at Costco than I could as a qualified retailer of Costco Kodak products.
So bottom line, because there's a deal.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And Jim?
Well, Costco has a great plus, and that is they have wonderful hot dogs with sour cut on.
And you say that out loud so Shark can hear you? Oh.
It's the perk. There's the benefits thereof. And that works. Okay. Now, what typically happens, and I know for the sake of our listeners, you're thinking ahead, where in the world is Vance going with this? And just hang on. We'll get there. Let's think about what happens. We get a great deal. We get referred there. Somebody said, hey, you know, you're going to save some money. What happens upon in the next few days after going to Costco? Not always, but typically, what usually happens? And I like the order we've got going here. So, Joe, you're first. You and Bill, either one. What typically happens after you make a purchase at Costco?
We better pass. I don't know what you're fishing for.
Okay. But
he calls.
Got it. Kathy, help her out.
You go and you tell all your friends.
Why?
That's what we did. We were introduced to Costco, referred. We went in. We did a little shopping trip. We saw what we liked. We got good deals. We wanted to share this little bounty that we had discovered with our friends.
Yeah, and why? Why? Why would you want to feel obligated to do that?
We felt that they deserved the right to know there was a place they could get discount shopping as well.
We felt they deserved the right.
Yes.
Okay. Steve, what about you? And now, and other than just film, because I'm sure you've been back to Costco since owning your own business and purchasing just film products. Has that ever happened with you?
Oh, sure. You go there, you get what you want. Usually, like you say, you can get a reasonable deal most of the time. And just like anywhere else, you have to be selective. And then if you find something that you like, just like everybody does, you got to tell them that you made a win.
Mhm. And Jim, does that ever take place with you and Linda?
From A to Z, they have products that your family can use.
Mm-hmm. And you were in sales for 25 plus years, owning your own business. Did you ever share that, as Kathy said, the bounty of what you and Steve alluded to?
Well, they're certainly right. I think most businesses, small businesses, do have a Costco business card.
Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, and I guess for me, it was my brother Nick would always say, hey, why don't you meet me at Costco and I'll buy you lunch? But it had to be between the certain hours when all the ladies were serving the samples, and that was his contribution to buying me lunch. So there's always freebies involved, too. Now, the third point is that, I guess that, you know, or we've hit on all three, is that there's a membership involved to purchase products, and then we go share that bounty, that result, that experience with other people. I guess the downside to Costco, as great as it is that Costco, as a corporation, has never felt obligated to reimburse, compensate, or give us a small commission for all this advertising that we're doing. I've never seen a Costco commercial, so maybe we live in a market where they don't have to advertise Costco. I periodically have seen a printed piece of, you know, information, but very little money is spent on advertising. And the correlation that I want to make, and we're going to cross over here, is that NECN, as part of the network marketing industry, the multi-level marketing industry, or the relationship marketing industry, because you would never put Costco or Sam's Club into the relationship or the network marketing industry, but we as human beings, because we have a moral obligation, when we experience something good and positive, we tend to share it with other folks. And what NECN has done now is they've given us the same exact opportunity in that, hey, we can, as simple as it is, and I guess that's the whole point of today's discussion, is network marketing, the simplicity of it, and what NECN has done as a Japanese company has taken truly an American idea that started in the 50s with a couple big companies, Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, and so on. They've taken that idea, much like they've taken any other idea that, I'm not going to say Americans who come up with all the ideas, however, you think take things like the automobile, the television set, watches, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The Japanese have taken that idea and tweaked it, made it better, and then sold it back to us. NECN is no different in that they've taken that. So we established the fact that most people join. Let me go right back to Kathy. Did you have to sit down with you and your husband and do like a Ben Franklin close and list out all the pros and cons on a sheet of paper before joining Costco?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Why not?
Well, for a few reasons. Number one, some good friends referred it. And if they trusted in it and they referred it to us, you know, we trusted it. So that was the first thing. You know, we trusted their opinion, so we didn't feel we had to do any pros and cons on it. And then when, you know, we got to do like a little walkthrough, we got to see a sampling of their products. And we knew it was a win-win proposition, you know.
Okay. So there's really no difference between that and the opportunity to become a wellness consultant, is there, when you think about it?
No, there isn't. In fact, I had a big presentation Thursday night, and we were talking about the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dozen people or so.
Mm-hmm. And I guess for me in thinking about this, and Joe and Bill, I'd love to get your two cents, because I think you know where I'm going now with this, my train of thought, is that... because you guys are members, right? The Decoff family has the Costco. You guys are card-carrying members, right, to the big box store?
We're Sam's Club.
Okay, Sam, same thing.
Yep.
Okay. And did you, like Kathy, or not like Kathy, or myself, to go through a serious, we need to spend some time praying and fasting about this decision. We need to talk to all of our family members before we join. We need to, you know, do kind of a poll, straw poll in our neighborhood to see if Sam's would be a good organization to be a part of. Did you guys go through that?
Not exactly. It was just a pretty quick decision because we figured, well, for $25 or whatever it is, $35, I don't know. You know, you make that up very quickly in purchases, especially if you make any major purchases.
Okay. So let's talk about that. And I'm going to hear both the other two men, both Steve and Jim, when you make a purchase and you know, and here's a fact that I learned yesterday, that 75% of the time you'll be given a discount if you ask. Let's say you're purchasing something. Is there any way to get a discount? You're thinking, well, I'm at a store, I'm at a whatever. But 75% of the time, it's a proven statistic that if you ask for a discount or if there's any way to get it less expensive, you will be given that. So let's talk about that from the standpoint of why should we pay retail on something, as Bill just alluded to, then it just made sense. If you're going to get, you know, savings, you'll quickly pay off that $35 investment. Steve, you're the how did you describe it to me? Not a computer geek, but a user of computers. When you walk into a Costco or Sam, is it the toilet paper that you see right up front, or the you know, the fruit, or the motor oil? What is it right up front that's always glaring at us as you walk in the store?
Oh, the big ticket items, the TVs, the computers, the, you know, the things that the big toys.
Okay. And Jim, has it ever occurred to you why they would put the big ticket items up front?
Well, because that's where the traffic is fast.
Okay. So I'm hoping that as you guys, because it's, I hope it's just not my mind that races, you know, this fast, the little hamster on the treadmill, you know, the treadmill or the little wheel up there running around and around. The correlation between what Nikan has given us as wellness consultants, we are the only company that truly has the wellness home. And it, when it comes to everybody, I was talking with a lady yesterday, and she was telling me how great this nutritional company was to be a part of. And I said, and that's it? That's it? She said, well, yeah, that's all we need. I'm like, oh, I beg to differ, because we need so much more. Now, Costco and Sam's don't carry everything. However, when it comes to a wellness home, Nikan is the only one. Now, not everybody's going to jump on board with a wellness home investment of, you know, $2,000, $3,000, or $5,000. However, making that decision to say, hey, I want the deepest discount, I want to purchase products, knowing that I can get them wholesale, I'm going to jump on board with this, spend my $35, and, you know, I'm going to recoup that really quick. Let's talk about recouping that investment. Any of you given any thought since the introduction of a $35 membership, what it would cost to pay for that membership? Anyone?
Well, it used to be $50. Go ahead.
Hey, Vance, this is Chris down in Baton Rouge. If it's a $400 purchase that you get 20%, a $200 purchase that you get 20% off on it at wholesale, you've already covered it. And that's
okay.
Not counting the power patches you got in the pack.
Okay. So Chris, let me volley right back to you and Karen. You're in the land of Costco and Sam's as well. And Chris, if you hadn't hit *4 on your phone, I think that'll allow us to hear you a little bit better. But let me ask you this: would it be worth it to? And I did this twice yesterday in just meeting people completely casual, and ask the question: would it be worth it to actually become a member, knowing that in a very short amount of time you're going to repay that investment and save much more than you would pay retail? Would that interest you and Karen in joining something like Nikan?
Well, that's why we joined in the first place, because like I tell people, my mama taught me never pay retail.
And your mama was right, let me tell you that for sure. Because why should we? Why should we pay retail when if they're offering us a discount? Here's what it boils down to. I sat and just ran the numbers. If someone were to jump on board with Nikan and buy, for example, two pair of mag steps and a set of mag board, well, you just paid for the membership if they were purchasing those retail. Or here's another way of looking at it, and you guys know where I stand when it comes to auto ship. When we introduce somebody to Nikan and say, hey, this is what our membership is all about. If you purchase the core elements on AutoShip, for example, any of the products I just named, the MagSteps, the MagBoy, all of the promo pads, there's so many different items that can be purchased. But the core nutritional products, the Siaga, the Jade, the Omega, and the Omega Daily 4, either men's or women's, those core elements placed on AutoShip, well, you just paid for the membership and the savings right there. Because it comes out to about a $160, $180 investment retail, you're going to pay for the $35 membership. And as we alluded at the very top of the beginning of the call, I think we are obligated to introduce that to people. And here's another catch. Jim, what was it you and I were discussing the other day about as somebody building this as a business, the benefit of introducing people to AutoShip as far as the commission that we receive?
Keep going.
I know that's a loaded question, but
keep going.
Well, look at the commissionable volume. And you and I have had this discussion many times that if we're only going to make a commissionable volume on the amount, basically, when you look down the price list, that the AutoShip price, the AutoShip CV is, or the AutoShip price is also the same as the CV on most items, not all, but if that's the commission that we're making on it, as a friend that we're going to, you know, wanted them to come on board as a member, it's the same difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jim, you're being so vocal right now. I just can't, can't shut you out.
You lost that one, Vance.
I'm letting you swim, Vance.
Yeah, and no, and I don't mind. It doesn't bother me one bit. You know, there's other thoughts that are popping into you guys' heads. So here's something else.
Something,
go ahead, Kathy.
Dan, something else I brought up the other night when I was doing this this in-home, we were talking about membership, and we were comparing it to membership to Costco. I said, well, a membership to NECAN allows you to purchase those things that you know you're going to consume on an ongoing basis. Purchase them on an auto ship. Costco's not going to be shipping you something on a monthly basis and have it arrive at your doorstep the same day every month. Neekin does.
Mm-hmm.
They like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, it goes back to a perk. I recently looked through the printed, what would you call it, mini catalog that Costco sends out every month. What I found fascinating were the bigger ticket items. A $499 barbecue, stainless steel barbecue, could not be purchased for that discount at the store. It had to be purchased online, which I thought, well, if it's purchased online, then I can't go pick it up and throw it in the back of my truck. That means
yeah,
they're more than likely going
to... Wait. You have to wait
that?
To get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of delayed gratification. Are we any different? No. And I think the biggest thing that I guess for me, I've overlooked so often is that this really isn't that difficult. If we want to be part of the network marketing industry, is it that difficult to work when we're doing something that we naturally already do? I don't believe so. I really think... Go ahead, Jim.
If I could add something about Costco, and we've talked about this week, and I made some notes here. I call it Simplicity 123 as compared to Neekin. And that is, number one, you sign up as a distributor, $35, or you sign up as a Costco member, $35. You go to the store, you purchase some products that look interesting. You don't purchase other products that you don't need. You just purchase some that look interesting. You try the products. You share the product experience. Or you tell your friends, I got a good deal at Costco. Because you're going to bring it home, you're going to compare the price as far as Costco is concerned, and I got that case of mustard, and it came out pretty good price. But the whole point is, you're not going to buy the whole catalog, you're just going to purchase some stuff that looks interesting to you and try it out.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, also on the membership, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but like with the Costco, every year I've got to pay the $35. And so with our NECAN membership, it's $35 the first time, and then we get another discount because thereafter, I believe, it's either $19.50 or
$19.95. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so right there, in something that I've shared with people, even when our membership was much higher than that, I would share with people, look, at over a two-year spread, the membership to Nikan is less expensive than it is to Costco. It's that simple. And I found it really fascinating when speaking with somebody yesterday, and I mentioned this to Steve last night when I talked to him, that I handed him my card, and I said, you know, if you'll email me, then I would like to send you, you know, some information about what Nikan's all about. She said, well, wouldn't it be easier if I just gave you my email address and then you can email it directly to me? I'm like, wow, I guess you're playing hard to get here or something. I'm not quite sure. The other element that I think is fascinating, you know, when you think, as Joe just alluded to, that the second year, it's only 1995, but there's another thing that, and let's see if you guys can, if it maybe just happens at our store in Portland, Oregon, but there's an element that when you purchase something, or you see something, and as Jim alluded to, you don't buy the whole catalog, you just buy the interesting things that jump out at you, but you see something, and then what's happened in the past, and again, I don't think we're the only family, the Rogers aren't the only family that this has happened to, that you thought about purchasing it, but you didn't, and then you went back 2 weeks later, and...
It wasn't there.
It wasn't. Steven, why wasn't it there?
Because they didn't get the deal that week. or some other supplier outbid them for that particular concept.
Now, from time to time, I'm not going to say it's the norm, but from time to time we've seen that happen in Nikan, that we have a vested interest in making that decision. It's proven that successful people make decisions quickly and change their minds slowly. Whereas people who are kind of the followers in life, they take a long time to make decisions and then they change their mind quickly. And I think the parallel here is that when we introduce people to Nikan and something perks at them, whether it's the environmental products, whether it's the rest and relaxation, the nutrition, or the fitness, encourage them to make that purchase quickly, because here's the bottom line for me, and I've said this many times to our people, that the sooner you invest in that product and get it in your home, guess what? The sooner you start to be the recipient of the benefits thereof. And it's the same way with Costco. If we meander, if we delay in that decision, we're going to miss out. And how many people over the years have we introduced to Nikan, but we haven't kind of put that sense of urgency on it, that, you know, this is a good time to do this. Yes, consult your spouse and, you know, let's introduce them together. Rather than trying to do it separately, then you're relying on it. Share with them up front, because it really is a no-brainer decision. One of the other elements that I think that for us as wellness consultants wanting to do this as a business, we're not opposed to earning a few extra shillings, is that element of time and kind of, you know, we need to make that decision, that sense of urgency. Right now in our culture, and Jim, I don't know if you have these notes in front of you, and you're the one that shared them with me. What is it that, and I've got them in front of me, so if you have to volley back my direction, that's fine, but what is it in your observation, which you discovered a couple weeks ago with the conversation of a member of Generation Y, this is the next generation of people that are coming up, what are the two things they're looking for?
Well, that's very interesting. And actually, Generation Y, what they're looking for is a workplace challenge. And the biggest thing, next biggest thing, is a lifestyle and work balance. And most of us that own businesses or work for businesses, we didn't have a work balance.
Mm-hmm.
First, the family came second.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more interested in the interesting part is the challenge. They want a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I told Vance a story real fast of a company that hired the young lady as a receptionist, and she kind of got the reputation as being dumb as a post. And then they moved her up to another position, and she's one of the better employees in the office now. Because she has a challenge. She has a challenge.
And, you know, when you look at that, shopping at Costco is not really a challenge. And we're not employed by the company. However, as a wellness consultant, we're not employed by Nikan either. We're a team of volunteers out there. And yet we are the driving force. So, and if you really want a challenge to be part of something that's so much bigger than we are, well, this is it. And when it comes to lifestyle balance, I mean, isn't that what the five pillars are all about? As a matter of fact, just recently, Nikan modified the mission statement of the company. And if you haven't seen it, I didn't memorize it yet. But it's now a pure reflection of what that balanced lifestyle, the five pillars of health, is all about. A healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society. That, as Jim alluded to, that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, our culture was not really into. And even in the 80s, with the huge boom in the computer industry in, you know, Silicon Valley, it was, you know, a standard of 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And we still have that in our culture today. In North America, we work more hours and yet produce less than when you look at other civilized and industrialized nations, as far as the time of vacation that we don't take compared to other cultures. And yet, is it really changing? No. But people, like the gentleman that Jim talked to a couple weeks ago, part of the Generation Y, they're looking for the challenge in the workplace, but at the same time, they want balance. And we have it. And what I think is so ironic is that for $35, we're in. You're not talking about buying a franchise. You're not talking about investing thousands of dollars and then spending years training or several months in a specialized field. Let's go back to the beginning. What do? You become a member, you purchase products and you use them, and you enjoy the benefits thereof. And then step number three, you share your experience with other people. Is it any more difficult than that? And I would say absolutely not. And I think over the years, in the 30 years that I've been around this industry, that we have overcomplicated things. And people will say, "Well, you got to have some training involved." How many people have you referred to Costco or Sam's since you've become a member? You've never been compensated a dime for it. Did you have any training? Did any one of you have any training?
No.
No. And yet we've all done it. And I'm not saying that we don't need training. I'm saying that we've overcomplicated it over the years, and that when you have something like humans being more / business fundamental training, 2 days out of our life can be such a monumental experience. But what it's really focusing on, it's focusing on us as the individuals. But I don't think it's focusing on any much more than what we just, you know, what Jim shared with us, the steps 1, 2, and 3. And when you look at it from that perspective, then it changes everything. And one more thing, and we'll wrap it up with this. Before we wrap it up, any other thoughts on this comparison from Louis down in Louisiana, from Chris and Karen, Steve in Utah, Jim in Washington, Kathy in the Seattle area, or Joe and Bill in Kansas? Any other thoughts that I missed?
Well, one thing I'd like to remind people, though, is when you get people who sign up to be a wholesale buyer, understand with that's what their purpose is, and don't try to browbeat them into becoming a business builder until they say they're ready. Keep opening that option, but understand the difference, and it prevents, you know, it's the proverbial don't try to teach a pig to sing. It annoys the pig, and it's a waste of your time, and it annoys the pig. You know, if you have somebody who signed up to buy, you know, just as a buyer, and you keep telling them about all the business opportunities, and that's not what they're interested in, it begins to alienate rather than provide a cross support.
Excellent point. So asking better questions at the beginning, especially when they experience their first product experience, or when they get excited about something, or they're like, "Wow, I didn't realize this could happen, you know. My son's been dealing with asthma his entire life, and I had no idea that he wouldn't have to use his nebulizer, you know, several times a day, and now he uses it maybe once or twice a month. And looking at that mom and saying, would it be worth it to you? I mean, would you be opposed on the 15th of every month to get a check from NECAN by just sharing that simple story about your son? Most of them will say no. They're not opposed to it whatsoever.
Well, sometimes that's the issue, too, is if we'll let them share and not present it as a business, they'll share, and they'll bring new people, et cetera, et cetera. But that's part of that questioning process that you were saying earlier. Make sure that you understand what they want, and you're not trying to make a square peg fit in a round hole.
Sure, sure. And, I think, Chris, what you're talking about here is really making it simple so they understand this is really not a complicated business. It really isn't. That's why so many people, whether it's Robert Kiyosaki or Donald Trump, they encourage people to be part of the network marketing industry because of the personal growth. And the bottom line, it's the simplest and easiest way for long-term, what was the word that you introduced me to a couple weeks ago, Kathy? Not residual income, but ongoing
income.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I guess my last thought that I'd like to wrap it up with is this, and another quote that I heard yesterday. If you seem to be in control, you're not going fast enough. And if we want this to be a source of ongoing income for our lives and for our family, and it's not where we want it, well, we can push the five pillars so much and have so much control of our lives that things are really, really nice. The problem with things being really, really nice is we're missing a lot of people out there that, because we're not going quick enough, we're not sharing fast enough, that they're missing the opportunity to be part of what we're a part of. And with everything that's going on as we blast into the warmer months, and just simply looking at the opportunity for what it is, we can accelerate this. And I thought, as I've been thinking about this the last few weeks, that, you know, when it comes to membership and the benefits of something like NECAN, if we can make it simple, so people get rid of all the network marketing jargon, get rid of all that complicated stuff, make it simple, I think we'll have to beat people back. Like the gal I was talking with yesterday who simply said, well, why don't I just give you my email address and you can send me that information? That's what it's all about. If they sense that we're sharing something as simple as a great deal, a great purchase, a great experience like we got from Costco or Sam's, then this thing is going to be so much more fun. So, well, thank you guys again for joining. I really, really appreciate it. I know this has been beneficial for me from the notes that I've written down, and want to remind everybody, if you missed something, if we went over too fast, you can always hear the recording at growinginwellness.com. That's www.growinginwellness, all three words, .com, and you can pick up a copy of the CD that Brad and Beth Huddleston make available to us. And if you're hearing via recording and you want to join us live every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, the phone number is 319-279-1000, and the code to listen in is 62862#. So thanks again. You guys have been wonderful. You've been stimulating, and even my own relative, Jim, who, you know, want to leave me hanging at times, I even appreciate that. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon, okay? Bye-bye for now.